Yeah, definitely. We in Europe don't experience the bed problems like you do. Usually, if we talk about the flying animals, it's all birds that cause damage. So I would love to talk to the industry, talk to innovative farmers who are interested to trial the equipment on those flying beds to well to check out if we can help to reduce the damages.
I'll ask you about birds in a moment because that's what your lasers are used for. But with the bats, do you think there's the potential for that to work, to scare off the bats?
Yeah, I think there's definitely the potential due to the fact that those animals usually come during nighttime, and during nighttime the laser is much more effective because it makes a bigger contrast with the environment.
Birds cause quite a few problems for Australia's horticulture sector, particularly in North Queensland with things like mangoes and melons. And there have been a lot of attempts to try to control that. Why do you think lasers are one of the better ways to go?
Basically, three things. We can repel birds from a large distance, so up to 2,000 meters in optimal conditions. It's a sustainable solution because the birds do not get used to it, and it's also animal environmental friendly, which is of course very important in terms of regulations.
How do you ensure people don't use the lasers for mischief, though, like pointing them at planes and causing damage?
We do that by making sure we have very good instructions, making sure we know who to sell to, because on an economically point of view, the laser already have like a barrier, like it's too expensive for a teenager to play around with, and it comes down to instructions, maybe a bit of training, and of course, like safety instructions, how to deal with it, what to do, and of course, what not to do.
What is it about a beam of light that specifically scares a bird and a flock of birds away from crop?
The birds perceive the laser beam as a physical danger, so by moving it towards them, they get scared and they fly away. We really approach them in the comfort zone, so it's the same reflex as a car that drives towards birds. That's also a physical danger approaching them, and by the laser beam being perceived as a very long stick, we have the same effect.
It's not uncommon for bird scaring devices such as sound scaring devices that have been used in the past for the birds to get used to those, and then after a while they stop working. Is there the potential for that to happen with lasers?
We really approach the birds in a different way because if we talk about sound, like distress calls, it's a cue for a physical danger, but there's nothing physical, so there's not like this eagle or that dead other bird. So in that way, we really approach them differently, and it's the same like the car. The birds do not get hit by the car; they keep flying away, and that's exactly what we also have as a reflex to the laser beam.
I suppose another challenge with the laser is that it's only effective at dawn and dusk and at night. What can you do during the day? Are you exploring other ways to control pests during the day?
Basically, during the day it can be effective, but the range is way less. So during dawn, dusk, nighttime, it can be 2,000 meters in range, compared to daytime where it can maybe only do like 300 meters in range. So it's still effective, but the range is less. And well, of course, if it needs to be combined in a certain with other techniques, that could be possible. But as a standalone, the laser can be effective. It's just at which time of the day does the birds cause problems? And then basically you might need a bit of a denser implementation of the devices.
Why is it important to be able to control animals in an eco-friendly way?
Because you want to have that win-win. You want to live together with nature and keep them at distance from commercial activities. You don't want to shoot them. You don't want to kill them. That's, I think, from a company perspective in terms of reputation, bad, but also from a regulatory perspective. You cannot shoot birds or, as we do in the Netherlands, gas them. So it's very important to have it in a sustainable way, just from an ethical point of view.